My guest at this time is Mississippi Republican Congressman Stephen Palazzo. He represents the Magnolia State's 4th Congressional District, and he was the starting point of what became a major symbol of the government shutdown fight here in Washington. It was a Mississippi honor flight bringing World War II veterans to the nation's capital to see the monument in their honor. And, of course, as a result of the shutdown, they had been denied access to the memorial. The congressman swung into action, got some of his colleagues involved as well, and he's here now to explain the story. And, sir, thanks very much for your time today.
Hey, it's great to be on. Thank you for having me.
Do you normally know when these honor flights from your state are coming, or did they contact you once they found out they wouldn't have access to the memorial?
We've always coordinated every honor flight that's come from Mississippi, and this was their 5th honor flight. Myself and the Mississippi delegation always greets them at the memorial, walk through the procession, laying a wreath at the foot of the Mississippi part of the World War II memorial. So we're always in contact. But on this instance, we started talking to them, as we always did, coordinating with the dates, and the concern was, will the memorial be open? And we couldn't answer that. So we reached out to the Park Service and Interior, and they said, if there's a shutdown, they will be barricaded and there'll be no admittance. And so, of course, the government went into a shutdown. We contacted the Park Service again, and we said, can you not make an exception for members of the greatest generation, our World War II heroes? And they said, again, you know, government shutdown, barricades will be up, no admittance. We then actually wrote a letter to the president, asking him to make an exception for these World War II men and women, whose many have waited 50 to 60 years to see this memorial that was erected in their honor for their courage, for their sacrifice, their commitment, and their patriotism to this country. The White House liaison was not cooperative and pretty much stuck to the guns. Hey, what do you expect in a government shutdown?
And so you decided that that wasn't good enough, obviously. So how did you rally your own troops to meet those troops at the memorial?
Well, I put out a call to action that morning to some of my members of Congress. I knew the Mississippi delegation was going to be there, but I just, at the very least, have a good show of force of members to come out there and thank our veterans and show our appreciation for their service on behalf of a grateful nation and our state. And many of these members are patriots and former servicemen themselves, and they did, and they showed up. And it was a heartbreaking feeling when these veterans were lined up. Now, what they saw was a steel barricade with a police line that pretty much said, or a yellow ribbon that said, police line, do not cross. We kind of huddled together, and we just decided to take the matters into our own hands. We physically pushed the barricades back, and we allowed the veterans march in to enjoy their memorial.
And what did it mean to them? How did they express to you the fact that they finally did get to see it?
I'm not sure if many of them knew what was really going on. They were aware that they probably would not have had the opportunity to gain access, but it was, these occasions are always very, very, very emotional to begin with, and because it's their opportunity to reflect on their experience, their friends, their family, people, their comrades, their fallen comrades that they've lost, and so it was very emotional for them. But the fact that this was unnecessary from the beginning, the Park Service had to go through extra measures, extra costs to barricade our World War II veterans from entering their memorial. This belongs to them. They could have avoided this because these are open air memorials that are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, typically without park police or park rangers being readily available except during normal working hours. But there's always been public admittance to these memorials. So it seems at first I thought this is just a bureaucratic oversight. Someone's not reading the shutdown memo correctly. But the more that we worked with the federal agencies, the more we felt like there was definitely petty politics involved in their decision to barricade our veterans from entering their memorial.
So what did you make of the fact that they seemed to double down on it on Wednesday?
Well, they did, and we showed up again Wednesday, and although it was not my Mississippi honor flight, some of the members that came and supported me the day before were going back to meet their veterans from their home states. Fortunately, the same thing took place. We physically removed, or other members this time, removed the barricade, and the veterans marched in. And the thing is this is all about the veterans. It's not about us. It's not about the president. It's showing our appreciation for them. So we tried to bring as little attention to what we were there for, but typically we're there anyway when there's no cameras, there's no lights, thanking our veterans for their sacrifice, their courage, and their service.
Congressman, what's going to happen from here? Is the Park Service going to continue to allow these Honor Flight members to come through, or is this going to be a fight time after time here until the government's funded again?
Well, as of Wednesday evening, we did get assurance from the Park Service that they are going to allow the World War II veterans admittance into the memorial. They're calling it some kind of First Amendment right, something. But these, you have to have a permit and these things, but it should never have been an issue. But what about our Vietnam veterans? What about our Korean veterans? Are they going to barricade them out as well? I believe in 1995, none of these memorials were barricaded. They did not turn away the American people. All of America should have access to these memorials, and I'm just grateful that the president, the White House, reversed his decision, and he's allowing our World War II veterans to come and observe their memorial, because for many of them, this is an opportunity of a lifetime, and it may be their last chance to visit not only their nation's capital, but to engage in remembrance at this memorial.
Last question, Congressman. How do you expect this showdown between the Republican House, Democratic Senate, President Obama to play out, and when?
Just like the American people, we've done everything we possibly can to have averted a shutdown. We're working every day to fund essential government services. You know, we've listened to the American people, but for some reason, the president and Harry Reid refuses to negotiate, refuses to communicate with the House Republicans. And I'm proud of our leadership for standing their ground and doing what's right, because I do believe the American people do not want to shut down, but at the same time that they want us to work through this and accomplish what we set out to do, and that's to basically fund government, our essential services, but also, you know, taking care of our defense, our homeland security, our veterans, and open up our memorials. But we're going to continue sending over legislation, and it seems to be that the Senate's going to continue to keep the government shut down.
We'll certainly be watching. Thank you, sir, very much for your time with us today. Well, we appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Mississippi Republican Congressman Stephen Palazzo represents his state's 4th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.